This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Separated by only 2 miles, Farrell Middle Magnet School and Franklin Middle Magnet School have a lot in common. Both East Tampa Preparatory Academies formed 3 years ago. Both are Title I schools receiving federal funds while serving mixed student bodies of various races and economic backgrounds, with 2/3 to 3/4 of the pupils receiving free or reduced-cost lunches. And both single-sex schools are posting tremendous improvement in student performance. All Boys Franklin saw their school-wide FCAT grade jump from a D in 2012 to a B in 2013. All Girls Farrell went from a C to an A. USF Health is trying to help those schools sustain their success and show the students possible future paths through a series of recent career days.
We have large portions and lots of food, but we're having problems because of that.
The visit by physicians, nurses, and researchers from a variety of departments was the idea of Dr. Catherine Lynch. The USF Associate Vice President for Women's Health says it's critical these young people see a future that they can realize if they're given the right direction at the right time.
If you wait until you're a junior in high school, you may have already missed some opportunities in terms of what are the classes that you need to have taken to get into colleges.
And beyond college is a career. Franklin lead teacher Kathy Wasserman says that the visitors remind students that what they're learning now could be important later.
So when we can bring in people in the field, and they can talk about the principles and the things they're learning about right now, and then how that applies to a job you might get 10 or 15 years from now. This little piece of information right now is important, and it does have value.
Farrell lead teacher Ellen Truskowski says the students sometimes also need to be shown that there are a lot of career choices out there, but they all come with hard work.
So it really exposes them to a wide variety of different options that they have. Also lets them see the different educational goals. A lot of times they may say they want to be a doctor, but they don't know what steps they need to take, what education they need.
I'm going to pick on the donut. Alyssa, so how many calories for the donut? 250.
The importance of education is something that Lori Wright, a USF Health Assistant Professor and registered dietitian, tried to pass along to students at Farrell.
Sometimes when you're a young woman sitting in a classroom, you don't understand, why do I need to know this? But when you give them concrete examples of how you could use this in your career, and it's not so scary when it's exciting that you can use that and make a difference.
Pediatric residents Fatima Touré and Stephanie Smith also shared their experiences.
The thing I enjoyed the most is the enthusiasm of the girls. They had questions from the minute we walked in to the time the bell rang and it was time for them to walk out. They just had questions about everything.
For me, it's the possibility of impacting at least one of them for the future. I mean, if even one single girl decided that they would become a doctor, even a pediatrician, I mean, that means so much. That's amazing.
So that's a good question. So the career path, where can you go? So I know pharmacists that went straight to Walgreens, CVS, and that's where they stay.
Meanwhile, at Franklin, Assistant Professor John Allen talked about one of USF's newest schools, the College of Pharmacy.
When I was a student, I had mentors who pushed me into the field of pharmacy, and I really think that's important that we go back and pull students into the field and get them to participate in the sciences and healthcare in general.
That kind of personal story appealed to students like 8th grader Jalen Goodlow.
When you hear stories behind and information coming from people who actually have the jobs, you hear what it actually is like from personal experiences.
And this encouragement also made a difference to Farrell 8th grader Ariana Jerome.
It helps inform us about different careers, and it's good to influence us to do different things and to get involved in our community.
And as Dr. Lynch says, who knows what these seeds might one day grow into.
Hopefully someday some of these young men and women that we're inspiring will come be students at USF Health and perhaps someday even join the faculty here to engage them in our community so that we can keep the best and brightest that we have here in Tampa to continue to build and grow Tampa, USF, and USF Health.
You can see pictures from the career days by visiting our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.